The CEOs of both area hospitals recently spoke at First Friday Coffee and shared a little about themselves. I'm Shad Berner, Vice President of Business Development with the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. First up, Ken Bateman, CEO of Southeast Health.
I went to Seton Hall University primarily for two reasons. One, they had a really good business school. And two, they were only about an hour from where I lived, so I could commute there because my father also believed in the value of you will pay your own way. So I had to pay my own tuition. I couldn't afford room and board. I had to work my way through college. But again, it was a great life experience. When I first came to Southeast Health, there was a lot of turbulence, a lot of turmoil. There was a consultant in that had recommended that the organization let 200 people go in order to get back to a healthy bottom line. And my first board meeting, I had to tell my board that I'm going to go against our consultant's recommendations because I said, if you let 200 people go, this organization won't survive. Because the people didn't put them in that situation. A billing system put them in that situation. And it was going to be the people that get us back out of that situation. You know, when I came to town, people would ask me, and I'm sure they've asked Mary Ann about the competitiveness between Southeast and St. Francis. And, you know, both of us coming from the outside, you know, we don't really see it as competitive. Our commitment is really in the future to keep the competition healthy and to do what we can together for the community.
Bateman has done an incredible job riding the ship at Southeast Health, and he shared one piece of his formula for success.
Really, there's not a magic formula. You know, if you communicate, you will build a culture of trust with your employees. And if you work hard and have a good attitude, you will get through any situation.
I'm Shad Berner. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.